fast. There's nisit tzviya. She's dying herself on Shabbos, putting dye on a goof, is also according to Reb Elazar Midiraisa. Vayta gredelis upoy keses mishum boina. As she fixes up her hair, she braids her hair, she's chayiv mishum boina. It's an issa binyan. For the Gemara, what kind of binyan is this? Who are you building? Now you're building an isha, she braids her hair, what kind of binyan is this? So the Gemara in, yes, true. Kidadoresh Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Menasya. The Pasuk says, Vayivin Hashem Elokim es hatzela. Kodesh Baruch Hu by Adam and Chava, he took out the tzela from Adam and he created Chava. Melamed, what does it mean tzela? Sheakilo HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'Chava. Before HaKodesh Baruch Hu brought Chava to Adam, he first braided her hair. Sheakilo HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'Chava. Kodesh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair. Ve'aviyu ate to Adam. And then he brought it to Adam. That's called Lashon Vayivin Hashem built. Shekein v'karche yom in the sea, in the other side of the ocean, kurun l'kliyosu b'nisa. They call braiding the hair binyan. So it's a type of a binyan. If you braid the hair, that's called a binyan. So it's a shalom nirshayim here, but it means an issa diraisa. A poshut is mashmas only a smachmas only asim with the rabbonim. I think some say it's like an issa diraisa. The posik is megalo. That's also called the binyan. Mam is braiding the hair. Right, the Tanya. You have Shem ben Elazar Weimer. Koideles, koicheles, upoikestas liatzmo petura. If she does it for herself, she's potter. L'chaverta chayevis. If she does it for chaverta, she's chayev. So Rashi latzma p'tura. She'en yechoylo livnois yofa. She braids her own hair. She can't do such a good job. She can't braid it well. So she's potter. That's not exactly like a mishmaisa mishunim. V'yenderech binyan el isha l'chaverta. Sheroye v'yoysa. A derech binyan here is you braid somebody else's hair. But to do yourself, it's us. To do yourself, it's mutter. So all these three things, he says, Kudelos kechelos opakestes liatzma p'tura, lechaber techayevis. Vechenu ayir Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'ayim emishum Reb Elazar. Isha loitavir sorek al poneo. An isha should not put red dye on her face, red makeup, v'vneisha tzivah, v'vnisa tzviya. She's dyeing her face. Rashi v'chen here, Rashi says, milsach riti, the Shabbos tisuri. Saying another halochem, but also again to Shabbos. Sarak tzrashi tzvah edom. So take some type of red dye. Who? Habo bikanim, it comes in reeds, and you put it on Isha's face. That's also because there's an Issa Tzviya on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonu. Ha choylev, somebody milks the cow on Shabbos. Via mechabitz, Trashi mechabitz means ha maimid ha chola bekeva. And you want to start to make the cheese. So you take the milk and put it in the keva. Keva is the stomach of an animal that they make cheese in, that let the milk stay in the keva. And from that it curls up to come into, shows up into cheese. L'nirz Rashi mechabitz means oisek k'min kli gami v'noisna akot b'toichoi v'min cholosh and assume noitzum losen. One type you put the milk in a form where it will become into cheese. Vaitam v'yhamagabein, some says namish means the cheese itself. I should understand this. The megabein says that means making the cheese. K'gregris. If you make a kegregris, you chayiv. Who are then ha-mechabed? Somebody cleans his house. Rashi ha-mechabed es habayis. V'yha-marbitz. Marbitz is Rashi b'mayim. L'harbitz es ha-ovok shloyala. You have dust coming up in your house when you're sweeping the floor. So you want to put water all around the house to keep the dust down. That's also. We'll soon see the mice if it's mutter. V'yha-roide chalas devash. And somebody pulls off the chalas devash. You have the honey coming out of the beehives. If you pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is shogad b'Shabbos chayiv chatas. If you do it on Shabbos, mamas osim b'diraisa and b'shogad chayiv chatas. Hezid b'yomtiv, you do it b'mezid on yomtiv, you should not like aboyim. Divrei Reb Elazar. Elazar says this is mamas nisa b'diraisa, he get malchus on Shabbos. Shrashi chayiv chatas, kam aforesh time of the roida chalas davash. What's the yisurim here? So if you pull off a beehive, is chayiv mishum telish. It's an issa b'diraisa of telish. Shrashi mechabitz, is chayiv mishum borer. Putting the milk into the cave, it's like separating it. Like you make the milk go downwards and the water goes upwards. It's a type of burr separating the milk itself. If you sweep and water the floor, it's an issa binyan. We'll soon see in the Gemara's times, they didn't have a straight floor. It was like on the dirt. So we're afraid while you're sweeping the floor, you may be mishav yagumas. You have holes in the floor, and while you're sweeping it, you'll straighten out the hole. So that's an issa binyan. Hashem can say, "Bizman is there." About all our floors don't have holes. Like we live in a house already, we have carpet or we have floors that does not shchiach gumois. So therefore, the meister it's mutter to sweep your floor on Shabbos. because you don't have the gzerim and shemash for gumis. It's only when it's shchiach you have holes in the floor. Then when you sweep it, you may fill up the hole. That's an gzera. But where there's no holes at all, it's mutter. V'chom maimrim echad zev yechad zev enu el mishum shvus. Chom say no, all these surim harim d'rabonim. Shrashi yechad zev yechad zev yechad shams v'yechad yomtev mishum shvus. Shrashi dilma tikonis lei mismalon hagumis. So when you sweep the floor, it's a shvus. Maybe by sweeping the floor, you can fill up the hole in the floor. Sheba bayis maleyim v'evi binyin. So it's only yosim d'rabonim. We have Nachum Bagur Yekloy Le Nadoi. He went into Nadoi. Boy Mina, he has to shallow there. Chayle Mishuma Mechayim. What's the Yisra if it's awesome the Raisa to milk a cow on Shabbos? Is there any Yisra of Chayle? Omalu Mishum Chayle. Yishno Yechay Mishum Chayle. He asked him what's the Yisra? He told him Mishum Chayle. Mechabitz Mishuma Mechayim. And Mechabitz means if you make the cheese, what's the Yisra? He told him Omalu Mishum Mechabitz. Mechabitz means separating the milk. That's mechabin. You're separating the milk from the good milk and the bad milk that you can make, start making the cheese. Magvin. See, he learns here, magvin on the side, he says, he means, pirish ha-makve gevina. Or mechabitz psisei ha-chelev lo-isam charitz shal gevina. In case we have the cheese already, and it came holy, and you want to fill up the holes in the cheese, for such a malach of making cheese. What are you chayiv for? Mishuma mechayiv? Omulo mishumagvin, yichayiv mishumagvin. Omalei, they told him back, Rabcha koto kone biyag mehevi. Like, it's not a joke. Like, the Rebbe that taught you, he's a guy that used to pick off reeds off the yagm, off the swamps. Like, what are you telling us? We're asking, what yechayiv? He's telling us, yechayiv mishum zeh. What kind of teretz is that? Trashi koto kone biyag mehevi, choytech kane min agam hu. Means, hula yod lafarsh mishnah. The Rebbe was busy cutting off reeds. He doesn't have a mefarsh to Mishnah. He's not saying anything. So he answered him back, "Who also called the Rebbe heavy? Also show by midrash. He went to the base of Medrash and asked the Shaila, what's the Easter of milking or making cheese? Omru lei choylev. If you milk a cow, chayim mishum mefarik. The Easter of the rice is mefarik. So Drashi, what's mefarik here? Kamoi mefarik masoi sheperik oichel mimokim shenetchas seboy. This was Rashi Shita before. Mefarik means if you have a bunch, before we had Rashi, a bunch of dates together, and you pull off one date, it's called mefarik. You're taking off the masli from a big bundle. Here also, all the milk is bundled up together. By pulling out the milk, that's called to be mefarik, this milk, out of the yodis. Then we told the dash, there's a told of dash. This the yamri told of the kaitzer. It's a told of kaitzer. It's Rashi Belohi. It's lav mechubi. There's no mechubi. The milk is not mechubi lekarkam. El a pocket viyok. It's attached into the other. The koibatini hadad, the kutfuas, the kasher. It's like inside the dad of the animal, just like the wheat is inside the kasher, inside a chair. And therefore, lashon mefarik nami l'shach l'meimer, el lashon teilish. It shouldn't be some fresh, el lashon teilish. Rashdan's mishum mefarik. Just like you take and mefarik is mishum dash. You take the tfuah, and you chop the tfuah, you're getting the shaft off the wheat to get the pure wheat. Here also, you're pulling out the milk out of the udders where it was in before. This is Mishum Mefarik. Mechabitz, about making this milk, you're putting the milk in the kever, in the stomach, to make the cheese. Chai Mishum Burr. Shrashi Burr, Oichel Matech Psoilis. You have to separate the milk. Not all the milk is right to make cheese. So when you put it into the kever, the good milk, I think, comes to the bottom, and the milk, the water comes up, that you throw away. So that's a Maisa Burr. Megavin, what's the issue of making this cheese? We have the holes in the cheese, and you're filling up the holes. It's Chai Mishum Burr. It's called the Binyan. The sound I ain't been yaboichlin. Why so this is called the chashiv malacha, making the cheese. Not sure if it's the raisa or only with the rabbonim. Faita mechabed hamarbis veroidechal tavash. He said before, if you sweep your house on Shabbos, or else you put the water, it's also the same gzera. By putting the water, you're going to make the dust go down and fill up the holes. That's in this opinion. Who are then veroidechal tavash? You pull off a beehive on Shabbos, is shogah for Shabbos chayev chatis. He's the beyond of like of a boy. Divrei Reb Lezer. Lez all is an issue derives to pulling off a beehive. Omri Reb Lezer, my time with Reb Lezer. Like, what's the issue of pulling off a beehive? Who says a beehive? Like, you're pulling off the honey from the beehive. Where do you see it's called the tlisha of taking the honey out of the beehive? The pasuk says, Vayit poloisa biyaras advash. He has tabled it in the forest of honey. V'chimainyin yaretz advash. What does honey got to do with the forest? El leimuloch. Ma ya, just like in the forest. If you pull off trees out of the forest, yichayiv chatis, izav chalas devash. Who then you take out the honey hides in the beehive? Is a roi b'shabbos chayiv chatis. even though you're not pulling off the beehive off the tree, you're just taking the honey out of it, it's considered like in the honey, it's like in a forest, and pulling out the honey has an Issa Rediyah, it's also called Talish. It's also Shalom, it's the right so only with the Rabbonim. It's not smart to say it's also with the Rabbonim. Ameymar Shori Zilcha. Ameymar was Shori Zilcha to Mechuzah. As he was Mata Zilcha Pashmista, when you sweep to put the water, Shrashi Zilcha, the Rabbi Tzabayis. He was not too ready to sweep the floor on Shabbos, i.e. it gets dusty. You could sprinkle water on your floor. So Drashi Veritzpa Savonim Hoysa Becholir. That's the heter. And since in Mechuzah, all the city, the whole city had stony floor, it wasn't dirt, so there's no Gzeir Mishum Ashva Guma. Omar, time of my Yomer Rabbonu. Why do the Rabbonu ask not to sweep the floor on Shabbos? Do Mos Lashvuya Gumas. Maybe the regular dirt floor, there's going to be a hole there. And by you sweeping the dirt now, you're going to fill up the hole. That's only shayach on the dirt floor. Abhochel leka gumas. Here in Mechuzah, all the floors are made out of stones. There's no gumas there. It's muta. That's depth of his mind is there. We don't have any more dirt floors. There's no more gumas in our floor. It's muta to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Rava toysfu ashechel ravina. The kom it's time mehavlu. It was very hot day outside. It was too very hot. Trashi shoya avik oila umar behevel. The dust was coming up in the house, and it was very, very hot. The Amri law mark shisha abrade the rova. Ashkhed Ravashi found Ravashi to come at Stayim Havlais. He was inside the house, and the dust was coming up. And it was very hot there. Omalais, he told him, don't you all like learn the Braitza? If you want to like sprinkle your house with water on Shabbos, that the dust should not come up and bother you, is the Eitzazoi. Maybe Areva Malaya Mayim. Bring a bucket full of water. For Rechis Ponabazov Yizu. Wash your face in this corner. Either water will fall onto the floor. Like you're not Mechavin, it's not Nikras Rabbanan Denasi you. Hey, see, to really spritz the water on the floor, there's no real Isser. It's only Yosem and the Rabbanan. Maybe you'll come the day Ashwiya Gumas. This is an Isser Rabbanan Denasi you in this Eifen. Where you're just washing your face. And by Agav, the water falls on the floor, that's Mutter. Then go in the other corner. Bezov Yizu. And then wash your feet in the other corner. If such a head like that, about even the Gemara's times when they had dirty dirt floor, it was only Yosem and the Rabbanon and Gzeira, maybe you may ask for Gumas. So when you do the knife, it's not Nikr, it's Mutter. Oh, Malay, you're right, Labadatoy, I didn't realize this. Trash Labadatoy, Loyisi Zocher. The voice appears like surely, it's too short. Either he dings the Chon Heter, or else he's talking mask, I didn't hear this Heter. Tana. Isha Chachoma, a smart lady, Marbetes based on the Shabbos. She has a hechad. She has a hechad timsa. Had a water like a floor on Shabbos, like we just had. Shrash Eishes Chachma, Eishes Tam Chochem, my Bas Tam Chochem. She Shama Meyavia, Marbetes based on Rechetes Kitunias Bezav Yizu. The Koyses Bezav Yizu, like we said before. Let her wash the glasses in one corner, and she washes the dishes in the other corner. She has a hechad timsa. There'll be water on the floor. More of a idna though. The Sfilon Kem Shimin Shari Afilu Katchila. But Haintha, we hold like Reb Shimon, it's a Mlocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, or else the Dove Shein Yimaskavin, it's a Mutum Chila. Rashi Reb Shimon, the Dove Shein Yimaskavin, Mutter. Mele via Marbitz, if you sprinkle the water on the floor, ain't a Meschavin Lahadbik off of the Guma, you're not Meschavin now when the water comes down to the dust. It should like make the dust into a stickle mud and fill up the hole. For Lahashra Sabayis, and Lishlaya Lovik. Yo kavon is by spritzing the floor that the dust should not come up. So melech mamish a push the enemy miskaven and it's not a psik ratio. So vado it's mutter. So melech even in a case where you do have gumais, it'd be mutter b'zman is there because you're not mechavon the shame's there. Abi it's not a psik ratio be mutter. So we have dust coming up. Avadi you allowed to pull the water. So b'zman is there it's mutter mishnei tamim. B'zman is there it's mutter because we don't have any gumas on the floor. But even b'zman hagmur when you had gumais. Just switching the water, since it's a dove of Shaina Maskavin, it's not a secretion of Alblade Mutter.
They hold the Mishnah that Tzadikhei Amar Aleph on the bottom. So the Mishnah, Ha'Telish Me'osetz Nokuf Chayiv. If you pull out something that's growing, in a notzot nokuf, that means a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. So melo, whatever is growing inside it is considered mechuba to the karka. Since there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, the nourishment comes up from the ground into the flower pot. So it's called mechuba Therefore, if you pull it off, so you have some grass growing there, you pull off the grass, yechayiv. For shein and nokiv, you have a flower pot that has no hole on the bottom. It's completely the klicheres or the wooden, it's machlekes, what the Mishnah is talking about. But there's no hole on the bottom. Then the Tanakama holds potter. Because then it doesn't get yenika from the ground. So it's considered tolush, it's not mechub lekarkam. So if you pull it off now, there's only nisim midirabonin, but midirais it's mutis, potter rabbalosim. So the Mishnah of Rav Shimon, poitiv zev zev. Rav Shimon holds no, even in the case where osos nokuf, where the flower pot has a hole on the bottom, still he holds it's not called mechubu lekarkam, and if you tolish, you pull off the grass that's growing in this flower pot, it's potter, it's mutim midiraisa. And it could be tzosim midirabonin, lakoponim midiraisa, it's not considered tolish. So Rashi, atolish mi osos nokuf chayiv. Tevi kemechubu, it's called kemechubu. The yoinek minakarka ayidei hanekiv. Because it gets its yunika from the karka through the hole. Shemariach lechluchis hakarka. Because through the hole, like the wetness, the nourishment of the karka comes up into the flower pot. V'yafilu hanokev v'doifnei. Achidish, even if the hole is lavdafka on the bottom, even the hole is on the side, also it's considered it gets its nourishment from the karka, and therefore it's called mechub lekarka, that if you tolish, yichayiv. That's pshat no tanakama. And Yav Shimon holds no yipota. It's not the Gemara. Romi lay Abaye l'Rova. For Abaye kasha to Rova. For Yamrilo, some say Rabbi Chiya barav l'Rav. Like Rabbi Chiya barav yes to Shalom to Rav. Tanan, it says now Mishnah Rabbi Shimon poite bezer bezer. Rabbi Shimon holds even if you pull off something that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, still your potter on Shabbos is not called mechub lekarka. Al mazot Gemara nokuf Rabbi Shimon kishena nokuf mishav yulei. Even though a flower pot has a hole in it, it's considered as if it doesn't have a hole. Now the same halacha is they're both not mechub lekarka. For the Gemara Minu have a kasha. Rabbi Shimon Oimer ein bein nokuf l'sheina nokuf. There's no difference between a flower pot that has a hole either on the side or on the bottom, or the